D60, Z, Soul Path Analysis for Tom Hanks. Let us do the Soul Path Analysis based on D60 chart of Tom Hanks now. The sun placed in the second house, ruling the fourth house and guided by the D60 deity, Chandramukhi, shaped Tom Hanks' soul expression through the power of soothing presence, emotional charisma, and dignified speech. The second house governs voice, personal values, and legacy, while the fourth house reflects emotional foundations and homeland. Chandramukhi, the moon-faced one, imbues charm, social warmth, and gentle empathy. The sun here suggests that Hanks's radiance lay not in flamboyant display, but in emotional authenticity. His voice, literal and symbolic, carried his nobility. He projected authority without aggression, warmth without ego. His legacy emerged from this poised, emotionally rooted authenticity. The soul's path centered on becoming a beacon of comfort and familiarity, representing idealized values of home, goodness, and moral clarity, expressed through an unshakably sincere public image. The moon placed in the 12th house, ruling the third house, and governed by the deity Kalinasa, brought a soulful current of emotional withdrawal, introspective communication, and karmic quietude into Hanks's artistic expression. The 12th house rules spiritual retreat, subconscious drives, and detachment. The third house governs communication and personal initiative. Kalinasa, the destroyer of discord, suggests a deep inner mission to dissolve karmic emotional tensions and transform suffering into peace. Hanks's communication, whether through film or speech, was often reflective, carrying undertones of empathy, loss, or moral evolution. His appeal wasn't in loud declarations, but in the quiet power of introspective expression. The soul's directive was to sublimate emotional weight into redemptive stories, to speak from the edge of solitude with clarity that soothes, not disrupts. His performances bore the emotional wisdom of someone who had wandered inward and returned bearing stories of grace. Mars in the 10th house, ruling the 7th and 12th houses, and again under Chandramukhi, reinforced his public persona as emotionally composed, quietly heroic, and accessible in his masculine energy. The 10th house governs career, status, and outer impact. The 7th house shapes relationships, and the 12th reflects sacrifice. Mars here endowed Hanks with willpower, professionalism, and strategic precision. Yet through Chandramukhi, this power was softened, not diminished, but humanized. He didn't portray harsh authority or flamboyant rebellion. Instead, he became the embodiment of moral courage and principled action. Mars ruled his sacrifices, 12th, and contracts, 7th, suggesting that his soul path involved channeling action and conflict into the resolution of moral dilemmas through characters that taught empathy, balance, and service. The masculine force in his life was to be expressed through gentle steadiness, not domination, a protector, not a conqueror. Mercury placed in the third house, ruling the second and fifth houses, and influenced by the D60 deity Ardra, brought an emotionally charged, transformative edge to Tom Hanks's communication, personal expression, and creative legacy. The third house governs articulation, skill, and will. The second rules voice and values, and the fifth governs creativity and emotional imprint. Ardra, the tearful storm deity, signifies emotional catharsis, clarity through crisis, and the poetic deconstruction of illusion. Mercury here made Hanks a craftsman of feeling. His speech, performances, and writing carried a depth that often surprised with its raw humanity beneath composed delivery. His creative output frequently gave voice to unspoken pain, subtle transformation, and the quiet courage of ordinary people. The soul's lesson was to wield language not as surface charm, but as a force for internal upheaval and healing, to communicate with vulnerability and precision in equal measure, and to dignify emotional struggle through words that move both intellect and heart. Jupiter placed in the 6th house, ruling the 8th and 11th houses, and aligned with the D60 deity Kala, carried a karmic weight of service, endurance, and public transformation through deep emotional and ethical work. The 6th house is the domain of effort, service, and adversity. The 8th governs inner transformation, and the 11th reflects collective purpose and fulfillment. Jupiter here brought the potential for spiritual growth through humble service and overcoming personal and collective suffering. Under Kala, the god of time, karma, and mortality, this journey was one of deep ethical accountability. Hank's most powerful roles often explored moral ambiguity, societal tension, or the human spirit under duress, reflecting this Jupiter-Kala combination. The soul's directive was to grow through service, to turn personal responsibility into collective redemption, and to carry forward Dharma by embodying the quiet heroism of those who face suffering without losing their humanity. Venus, placed in the 12th house, ruling the first and sixth houses, and influenced by the D60 deity Gora, infused Tom Hanks's identity, emotional tone, and service path with deep karmic intensity, relational sacrifice, and redemptive vulnerability. The 12th house governs loss, devotion, and transcendence. The first shapes selfhood, and the sixth governs struggle and discipline. Venus, planet of affection, harmony, and aesthetic expression, found a mystical and sacrificial dimension here, beauty born of detachment. Gora, meaning fierce or terrifying, placed him in karmic territory where love, service, and identity were shaped by pain, duty, and hidden emotional cost. His roles often portrayed men wrestling with inner loss, quietly carrying emotional burdens. The soul lesson here was to purify identity through service and heartache, to give love through work rather than words, and to allow aesthetic softness to arise from spiritual struggle, making his emotional resonance with audiences not performative, but profoundly karmic in origin. Saturn, placed in the first house, ruling the 9th and 10th houses, and influenced by the D60 deity, Soumya, formed the disciplined, morally grounded, and emotionally composed foundation of Tom Hanks' entire life path. The first house defines self-presentation and vitality, while the 9th governs Dharma, wisdom, and belief systems, and the 10th rules status and public work. Saturn here gave him a naturally serious, steady demeanor, mature even in youth, tempering his identity with responsibility and restraint. Soumya, the gentle and composed form of Shiva, refined Saturn's weight into nobility, strength without rigidity, power expressed through emotional grace. Hanks's roles and reputation alike reflected this: steady, ethical, reliable, and quietly influential. The soul's path was to embody dignified persistence, to grow into moral authority not by assertion, but by constancy, to serve as a guide for others by living one's philosophy with quiet integrity, and to offer emotional reassurance through ethical stability. Rahu, placed in the 11th house, ruling the 10th house, and governed by the D60 deity Kala, intensified Tom Hanks' ambition, public reach, and impact on collective values through karmic urgency and a profound awareness of time. The 11th house represents community influence, long-term goals, and audience engagement. The 10th rules his career and social status. Rahu's expansive hunger here made him a cultural touchstone, someone whose work spoke not just to individuals, but to an era. Kala, god of time and consequence, gave this ambition moral gravity. Every success came with a test of responsibility, and every gain a reckoning with purpose. His films often depicted historical or socially significant backdrops, revealing a soul drawn to imprint meaning on public memory. The soul lesson was to wield influence wisely, to honor the fleeting nature of fame by anchoring it in enduring truths, and to turn public admiration into collective moral growth. Ketu, placed in the 5th house, ruling the 7th house, and also aligned with Kala, brought detachment from personal gratification and romanticized fame, redirecting Tom Hanks' soul energy toward creative selflessness and emotional neutrality in public relationships. The 5th house governs creativity, legacy, and emotional intimacy. The 7th governs partnerships and public reflection. Ketu here stripped away the need for external validation through fame or romance, orienting his soul toward quiet devotion to craft and understated authenticity. Under Kala, this detachment became spiritually timed, a letting go of egoic identity in order to fulfill a more enduring role. His art was never flamboyant. It was often quiet, deeply human, and unselfish. The soul lesson was to serve as a vessel, letting personal emotion be channeled into art that healed others, and stepping back from spotlight hunger to express something more timeless, more universal, and more humbly sacred.